The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfoSports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Well, we welcome you to Hal Lowry Field here at Mineral Area College. That's right, baseball, morning baseball, as Jim Gerwitz fits on the stocking cap right there. Chad Speaker with you. I'll have the play-by-play for you, and the athletic director for Mineral Area College going to provide our color commentary for us this season. Coach Gerwitz played here, catcher, and then catcher at SEMO, coached here as well, and now the athletic director. They must think that baseball coaches make good athletic directors or something.
Well, I caught only minimal games at SEMO. I played third and first, though.
So. Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Power positions, man.
I guess. You can play one corner, you can play them all, I think, right?
This Mineral Area College bunch is hitting the ball really like any other Mineral Area College offense that has come before them. They're 18th in the country in hitting right now. They are second in home runs. They've already belted 27 of them. And Has the game changed since you coached it even? I mean, is there more a focus on power now than ever before or not?
It seems that way.
Yeah.
It seems, but I think kids are just a lot stronger now than they have been. You know, kids work out a lot more early in their careers than they had been in before. So I think it's definitely a strength game now,
It's a powerful bunch. The MAC has two of the top eight home run hitters in the country on their team, Liam Hicks with eight dingers so far this year, and Caleb Fierstak with six already. They're third and eighth, respectively, in the country in that department. And we've got a pitcher starting today for MAC in Matt McGilvery. And Coach said, you know what, we had a lot of pitchers last year. He maybe wasn't quite ready. They kind of had a luxury of redshirting this guy, and all he's done during his redshirt freshman season so far is go 4-0. The lefty out of Washington has a 1.38 ERA, and the number that really gets my attention, 15 strikeouts and only two walks. He's really started the season well.
Yeah. Sounds like he's pounding the zone really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, four wins, that's not too shabby.
He's coming after people. Mac won their first nine games of the season, dropped a pair to St. Charles, but then rebounded with two wins yesterday here against State Fair. So 2-2 in Region 16 play and an 11-2 overall, so a great start to the season. Coming up next on your Fleegs Equipment pregame show, we'll have a chat with Blake Jones, the head coach for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And then after that, unless they start early, we'll have an interview as well with Judd Kendall, the head coach for the State Fair Roadrunners. Thanks for joining us for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show right here on Supertalk 800. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. For all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs, let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Gen on the outer service road at the Ledington exit and online 24/7. At Fleegs.com. We step aside, and we're back with Coach Jones right after this.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Going to be joined by Blake Jones now on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. 11-2, great start, I guess you feel it maybe even better. You get a couple of those region wins yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big day getting the first two from State Fair to open up a region series with them, and got two more today, so hopefully guys come out ready to go and get a couple more today.
I've been impressed, Blake, with how, I mean, when you start a program, it seems like it's going to take a few years, but I mean, they're already a competitive team. It seems like they've done a pretty good job of building that thing.
Yeah, it's been really impressive what Judd's done. You know, Judd's a good baseball guy. He's been around a lot, and man, he's made this thing good pretty quick. I mean, they've been their first year they competitive. Last year they were one of the top four teams in the region, and he's done a good job.
You're going to go with Matt McGillery today. Now, he redshirted for you last year, but boy, you take a look at his numbers. It looks like he's got ace numbers right now. He's 4-0, a 1-3-A, and the thing that I look at, 15 Ks and two walks. That's amazing. What does he have this year that maybe he wasn't ready for last year?
Yeah, he's grown a lot. I mean, obviously his velocity's jumped up. Matt had a nice fall for us this past year. Come back from spring break and something was a little different for him. I mean, he was one of our best guys inside, and just has continued to get better and better.
You've got a top of the lineup that is, I mean, you know, the phrase is a murderer's row, and you've got it right now with Fierstek and Hicks. You've got two of the top eight home run hitters in the entire country. And Coach, when you look at your entire lineup, you guys are slugging just out of this world. I mean, I think you're top three in the country in slugging right now.
Yeah, it's been a fun start. You know, JT does a great job with these guys offensively, and then having, you know, like I said, Liam and Caleb, I can't talk enough about those guys, how talented they are. And like I said, it's, you know, there was, I wouldn't say pressure on those guys, but there was a lot of expectation about what they were going to be able to do after the big years they had last year, and they have far exceeded anything we could have imagined. And, you know, they're talented kids, and they do things the right way. They're good students. You know, they're awesome guys to have around. They're going to be two big hurts for us when those guys are gone.
You know, you have lots of great players on this team, but there are some other stars, and I guess it starts with you, because as much weather as you've had on this field, it looks great out there.
Yeah, that all goes to Coach Vrujink there. He does a great job with our yard, and we're blessed to have the place we have. And you know, normally this time of year it looks a little better than it does. It's striped up nice, but for what we've dealt with weather wise man, we're pretty happy with the way it is right now.
Well, we've talked about the solid guy on the mound for you, the great offense, but have you found that there's a kind of a common key to victory? Do you rely on that great hitting or the pitching? I know you were really big on how you felt about your defense coming into the year.
Yeah, that's one big thing that has kind of gone under the radar. I think we've got 8 or 9 errors on the year so far in our 13 games, which is really impressive for us having right now. We've had one practice on our field. But we've got talented defenders. Those guys have done a really good job, and defense has been really, really good for us.
Well, that's Blake Jones on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back after this right here on KREI.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fleegs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fleegs.com.
First pitch just a few moments away. Let's check that weather, Gerwitz. It says 42 degrees, you believe it?
Yeah, it's cold.
And a couple of sprinkles as well. Our check of the weather brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Let's go through the starting lineups now, courtesy of Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Matt McGillery going to be on the hill for Mineral Area College. A lefty. He's got great numbers out of Washington, Missouri, 4-0 on the year. This is his sixth appearance so far this season. He's got a 1.38 ERA. And like we said, 15 strikeouts and only two walks, and he'll be going up against Bill Kane for State Fair in this first game. Kane, a sophomore, righty, throws in the middle 80s. He's a 3.07 ERA. He's 3-0 on the year, and he's allowing the opposition to hit only 250 against him. Mineral Area College with that great offensive lineup, hitting 325 on the year.
Whew.
Yeah. That's good.
They are 18th in the country in that department. Caleb Viersiek leads them off, a sophomore from Ontario in center field. Liam Hicks is a sophomore from Toronto, and he's behind the dish. Tommy Van de Sanden, a freshman from the Netherlands, playing shortstop. Jake Pryor from Arcadia Valley is in right field. He's a sophomore. German Sepulveda is a freshman from Bronx, New York. He's the DH. Riley Perks goes a sophomore. He's from Ontario. He's in left. Dylan Thomas, a freshman from Cabot, Arkansas, is at second base. It'll be Anyelo Marte, freshman from the Dominican, and he plays third base. Jared Jones is at first out of West County. We'll go through their numbers as we move along. But let's get safe air to the dish here. Hayden Bradford leading him off. 6-foot sophomore, plays center field, hits .222 on the year. He is a righty, and the defense will set up for you here in just a moment as McGilvery gets set to deliver his first pitch. It's a fastball driven down into the dirt and then just foul. Picked up by Anyelo Marte in foul territory. Third baseman for Mac. Van de Sanden is at shortstop. Dylan Thomas, the second baseman. Jared Jones is over at first. Behind the plate, Liam Hicks. Riley Perks is over in left field. Caleb Viersiek, the center fielder, and Jake Pryor is in right. So Bradford digs in again. Fastball high. And a little chatter over there at State Fair. They're all up and on the fence, and I've been impressed what they've been able to do since restarting their program just a few years ago. They've actually got a winning record overall over those first few years, and a bluff attempt at a bunt pulled back, but it goes through for a strike anyway, a ball and a strike for Bradford. Usually when you start up a program, it's going to take you a few years to build a winning record. But
yeah, they're jumping right in and winning some ball games.
Yeah, they've been able to do it. So here's the kick and the pitch, and this is a curveball that ends up down in the dirt. Hicks keeps that one in front. The flag not moving in center field, which makes me very happy.
Me too, because it's usually windy up here all the time and freezing cold.
It comes right down off that right field hill, and now here's a fastball that is grounded over to Van de Sanden at shortstop, and he makes the throw across the field for the first out.
It's a good start
of the ball game. You bet it is. 6-3 put out, one up and one down, and here comes Bryce Pinier. I think you know his dad.
Yeah. His dad's a good guy.
Yeah. His dad, his father, the athletic director for State Fair. Bryce, a freshman, playing right field for him. He hits .200. He's up right on that euchre mark.
Hits a good-sized kid, too.
Yeah. He is listed at 6 foot, 195 pounds. And the pitch up and away for McGilvery. McGilvery firing in about mid-80s when he's going well. And he goes through his windup. Swing and a miss. Looked like Pinier was just out in front of that one. A ball and a strike for Bryce. Jake Luft is number three hitter. If anybody reaches, it'll be Kyle Clark for State Fair. McGilvery, the left-hander. Here's the pitch. Off-speed delivery. That's low and away. Mac in there. White pants, red shirts. They've got black sleeves. White numbers and letters. State Fair in the powder blue with the gray pants. Check out the uniforms brought to you by Serenity Hospice. Peace of mind when it matters.
Why'd you bring these seeds? These things are going to hurt me. My mouth is already hurting from last night.
You brought them yesterday in a little Sunday baseball. Let me have some. Those were tasty. I had to go by and get some today. We need David Sunflower Seeds. He needs to be a sponsor.
That's right.
Of the broadcast.
Yeah. Let's get him.
That pitch was up and a full count coming for Pinier. Oh, he pulled a string on him right there. McGilvery gets out a little bark right there, too. He liked it. And the off-speed delivery, Pinier way out on that front foot, swinging a miss. That is his 13th strikeout of the year.
It was a good pitch. Was. Right on the outside half. Good pitch.
McGilvery really mixing his pitches well during that sequence. As yes. Jake Luft steps in. Luft, a freshman, hitting .286 on the year. Here's a fastball that's popped out to right field. Jake Pryor, one step in, two to his left, settles right underneath. And McGilvery goes 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning. And a little variety as well. A ground ball, fly ball, and a strikeout. Mineral Area College looks to strike first. It'll be Viersiek, Hicks, and Van de Sanden. No score in the middle of the first. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Why would somebody from Potosi drive all the way to Lettington to buy a pool from Home Pools and Spas? Don Thompson says they're people you can trust.
Jason and his crew were there and doing everything they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it, and did a great job, very timely, very professional, and I'm real pleased.
Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the fun
everybody's
is.
Going home.
Middle of the inning break brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. No score as of yet, but a dangerous Mineral Area College lineup getting their first chance at Bill Kane, 6'3", 170-pounder. He's a sophomore. He's got a good variety of pitches. Kind of a sweeping motion as he comes across, right-hander. Caleb Fierstake going to lead things off for Mac. Blake Jones says it's the best 1-2 punch I've had during my head coaching days here, Fierstake and Hicks, and you'd find two better 1-2 punches anywhere in the country. Fierstake at 515, and Liam Hicks is at 505. Liam actually leads the entire country in slugging percentage.
Pretty amazing, those two guys has had a heck of a season so far. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're tearing the cover off the ball. Even their outs are hard outs. You know, I think Caleb, his first at bat yesterday was a line drive right to the shortstop. So, I mean, he's seeing the ball really well. Both of those guys are. So, when you want to hit as much as you can when you're seeing the ball that well.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like a beach ball coming up to you.
They both hit homers yesterday, too.
Yes, yes.
Hey, there's the sunshine.
Hey, I'd like to see that come out, but then I'll have to go get my glasses out of the car.
Keep on coming. Caleb Fierstake steps in, hits left-handed, throws left-handed as well. He's from Ontario, Canada, plays center field for Mac. He's got the clear glasses on. And the first pitch is in for a strike by Bill Kane. Set the defense for you here in just a moment. Kane, the righty, kicks, fires, fastball, and Fierstake looked at that one.
Outside.
Just outside. So Blake Ford's behind the plate, catching for Bill Kane. Left is the third baseman. Gavin Jones is at short. Drew Perez is the second baseman. Kyle Clark is at first. Swing and a miss by Fierstake. Brady Holden is in left field. You've got Hayden Bradford in center, and then Bryce Pinier is over in right field. So Fierstake with 12 strikeouts on the year, 6 walks, but his power numbers are awesome. 9 doubles for him, leads the team in that category on the year, and 6-round trippers. The ball and 2 strikes and a sidearm delivery, and this one's powered out to the left center gap. This one's going up near that Hal Lowry sign over in the left center field gap as Fierstake digs for third. There's going to be a throw, and he's in there safely with the very first triple of the entire year by Mac.
Nice. That was a good rip. Ball just kept carrying that way. Hit off the bottom of the fence, I believe, right under the Cardinal head. So hit the ball well. I mean, the kid just seeing the ball well.
It's a way to start a game with a triple. And it's all, I mean, of course, a home run may be a better way to start a game, but a triple in a way might be even superior to that with no outs, because you've got the pitcher now that has to worry about that guy at third, and you've got a dangerous hitter right here.
That's right.
And Liam Hicks hitting from the left side.
All he has to do is pull one down the right field line here and, you know, get something on the ground, get us that running.
Yep, there's this pitch low and away. A lot of different ways to get a guy in from third with nobody down.
Especially with a left-handed hitter. Makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Fierstake running at third. Mineral Area College looking to score first in this ball game. Fastball up. Liam Hicks leading Mineral Area College in homers. In fact, he's third in the country.
I don't think they'll give him something to sniff at to hit here. You know, definitely the way he's swinging the ball.
Hitting 505.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to try to get him, you know, to stay away from him. Oh, he went right to him there.
He did. He came after him. And that was a center cut fastball.
Yeah.
I guess you could say he got away with one right
there.
He did. Because baseball, a game of failure, of course. The best hitters are unsuccessful more than half the time, except for these two guys.
That's right.
Liam hits 505 on the year.
Hopefully they can keep it up throughout the rest of the season.
Exactly. 19 driven in for Hicks on the year. Leads the team in that category. He's got one waiting for him just 90 feet away as well.
Let's get number 20 here, huh?
Yep. 2 balls and a strike.
Nope.
And just held back the bat head, but the umpire said, nope, just caught the zone. So 2 balls and 2 strikes for Liam Hicks, the sophomore from Toronto, Canada.
Just needs to choke up here and roll one over to the first base side. Get us that running.
Kicks the leg and looks at this one down in the dirt. Catcher reaches back, hands the ball to the umpire after that one skipped down in the dirt. 300 feet down the right field line. And then tapers back to 345 in right center. It's a pretty good shot, 380 dead center.
Yeah.
So Hicks taking a look at a full count with his runner at third.
Ooh.
An off-speed delivery. Very nice. And Liam swung over the top of that one. Only the fifth strikeout of the entire year for Liam Hicks. And we're talking about this is the 14th game of the season, so that has not happened very often.
That was a good pitch. Very good pitch. Kept him off speed, low and away. Swing right over the top of it.
First time he showed it to him, too, I think.
Yeah.
We go to the right side. Tommy Van de Sanden, freshman from the Netherlands. Playing shortstop for Mac, 368, his average on the year. And there's that curveball once again, but just in. And still down to third base. Caleb Fierstake started this game, or started the bottom of the first anyway, with a triple. Just slid in and beat the throw.
Mm.
Fastball on the outside corner. And the count evens up at 1-1 for Tommy Van de Sanden. Van de Sanden has three homers on the year. Incoming set, Bill Kane. Throwing out of the stretch here. High kick. There's the pitch. And just keep me in play right there. And good work by Van de Sanden. Digging around first base. He drives in the run. Van de Sanden has his 15th run driven in on the year. And they throw behind him now to first base. First baseman Clark goes to chase it down. And just a bit of indecision by Van de Sanden and does not advance. But he does get the run in as Fierstake brings the first run of the game in. And Mac on top, 1-0.
Yeah, good hit there, but right there, that little running mistake, you know, now they got a double play in order, you know, instead of putting him at second there. And he should have probably went to second, but we're not out there, so we can't we can't say that. But, you know, it would have been nice to have him at second base right now.
Three of the first four hitters for Mac, lefties. Jake Pryor steps in. Arcadia Valley, guy that really contributed as a freshman last year. He hits 282 on the season. Standing in the middle of the batter's box, takes a look at a first pitch strike. Running at first, Van de Sanden. A triple, strikeout, and a double, the first three hitters for Mac. You've got Pryor's, the cleanup hitter here. He's got one homer on the year. Jake has driven in 11. Bill Kane really taking his time, works from the stretch. Now he kicks and fires. And Pryor goes down after it. And he curls this one, foul just behind the dugouts. And what used to be a bullpen.
Bullpen's still down there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Got some other things going. Got some tarps and different things over there. But no balls and two strikes for Jake Pryor. Pryor with five doubles on the year as well. He can get you to those power alleys in the outfield. This one up and away.
Yeah, Jake's big, strong kid here. You know, had a heck of a career at AV. So I'm glad to see him here wearing a Mac uniform.
Just comical numbers during high school over there in Arcadia Valley. It's 600 over there. Steps in from the left side. Now here's a pickoff move over to first base, but Van de Sanden dives in safely. Bill Kane coming set. Kane, a 3.07 ERA, so guy's been very successful so far this year. 3-0 record, and a fastball in and out of the mitt of the catcher, Blake Ford, as Van de Sanden steals the bag. His third steal of the year on only three tries.
Takes double play out of order.
Mm-hmm. Ford squeezed it just a little too early that time.
Yeah, he rushed a little bit.
If he was able to squeeze it, he came out of his crouch very quickly. Kicking the pitch from Kane. This one's low and in. I think guys behind the plate, Coach Gerwitz, take pride in wearing the tools of ignorance, right?
That's right.
I wonder where that phrase came from.
I don't know.
It's a hard job, though. I know that.
It is.
I always respected those catchers. Three balls and two strikes. Pryor at the plate. Oh, Pryor really pulled this one.
Good and swing right there.
This one goes well foul. A lot of territory here at Hal Lowry Field in the foul territories. Would you say this is the most foul territory in Region 16? Does any place come to mind that has actually more?
No. No. Jeffco used to, but they fenced off a lot of that and made a bullpen. So, but not that I can think of.
A 1-0 lead for Mac and a runner at second base. Jake Pryor stays on this fastball outside and giving chase over in left field is Holden. And Holden pulls it in
And it utilizes all that space we just talked about
The out. That's right. It's good to have some quick speed out there in the outfield, especially on the corners of the outfield where they can run those down.
Brady Holden went after that one. I got a good jump on it. It was going to be a tough chance, but he tracked it down just before he got to the fence. And the fly ball goes over to left field for an out. So now two away with Mineral Area College on top by one run, 1-0.
Need a big two-out hit right here.
Yep, by German Sepoldova, freshman from the Bronx, New York.
I think he pronounces it Herman.
Is it Herman?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it is.
He squibs this one. Foul down the first baseline. No balls. In fact, this is my first baseball game of the year, so step in and correct me because I'm bound to screw some things up. A 1-0 lead for Mac. We're in the bottom of the first inning. This one's scheduled for 7 anyway. Mac always plays doubleheaders. We bring you the first game of those doubleheaders here at home. Stepping off the hill, Bill Kane. He'll come set once again. And looks in for Sepoldova. Hitting from the right side. Hitting 243 on the year. And now a pick play back over to second base. Not a bad one either.
No, it was a good one. It was close.
Van descended and diving in. And he had to dive to get it there in safely. If he'd have just strided back, he probably would have got him. Good lead for him out there. Well off the bag. He's already measured that move out to second. And this one's hammered
over
the left field. The left fielder holding going back, and watches it go over the left field fence as Sepoldova hits his second homer of the year. And Mineral Area College is on top 3-0 here in the bottom of this first inning. And we knew this offense was good coming in. And boy, here in the first inning, they've already put up 3 runs and a huge hit there by Herman.
Yeah, that ball was hit well on the line. This thing just kept getting up higher and higher.
I was going to mention at one point the air feels a little bit heavy with it being cold out, and the ball might not travel today, but with this lineup, they hit it out of everywhere.
Yeah. That ball was hit well, definitely. As soon as it left the bat, I was like, that's got a chance.
And it did. It sailed over that left field fence. So Sepoldova pulled that one, the right-handed hitter. And that one goes over the fence for his second home run of the year. A 2-run shot for Herman, and Max is on top, 3-0. So Bill Kane, with an ERA just over 3, has surrendered 3 here in the very first inning, and all of them earned. The triple by Fierstake to start things. Van de Sanden brings him around, and then Sepoldova with the 2-run shot, bringing in both Tommy and himself. Back to the left side we go, Riley Perks. Here's another Canadian. It's the Mineral Area College Canadian pipeline right now.
That's right.
3 of the first 6 hitters for Mac, Canadians, and that got him.
Then you have the three hole for the Netherlands.
From the Netherlands, yep. So Perks got hit by the pitch there, huh?
No, it was ball 4.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
So walked him.
And here comes the pitching coach for a visit early in the first.
Mac may be trying to chase somebody early here. And for State Fair, they don't have a whole lot of guys they can offer that are going to be tougher than Bill Kane.
No, because I know they played St. Louis Community College on Friday up at GCS Ballpark right there. And I guess that's that Sauljay? Not Sauljay. Where is that? Where the Grizzlies play, Gateway Grizzlies.
Oh, they played over there?
Yeah, that's where they played.
Oh, okay.
That's where they played St. Louis Community College on Friday.
Okay. You've got Kane with a 3.07 ERA, and then you've got Burnett with a 2.25 ERA. Now, you've got Rental, who's only thrown 3 innings, and then Pruitt has only pitched just a part of an inning, but they're the only guys with an ERA lower than his. So it's not like you can go to the pen and get a tougher guy out of there. One of their pitchers, in fact, didn't even make the trip. Their top guy didn't even make the trip because he
threw Friday.
So he didn't even make the trip. Dylan Thomas stepping in for Mac.
Today might be pitched by committee over there today.
Might be. Here's a pitch that's low.
Especially if you said there's several guys that hadn't had any work yet. So, and I know they weren't as fortunate as us to play down south where we got some games in early. Mm-hmm. So.
Mineral Area College, a winner in both games yesterday. 4-3. It was a tight one in the first game. Mack on top 4-0 in that one, and then holding on for the 4-3 win. And then Mack run-ruled him in the second game, 11-3. If you're up by 10 or more after 5, you can notch that as a win. And when you play a 9-inning game, if you're up by 8 or more after 7. And nice stick-with-me swing by Dylan Thomas, just timed it out, and then punched it through the hole on the left side between shortstop and third. And the Mineral Area College lineup just keeps on handing it to the next guy.
That's right. We keep trucking along, right? Keep putting the ball in play. Good things happen.
A triple, 2 singles, and a home run here in this first inning. Perks reached on a walk, and now it's Anyelo Marte, a freshman out of the Dominican Republic. He hits 267 on the year. Marte steps in from the right side, runners at first and second, and Mineral Area College already on top, 3-0.
I think it's Anyelo is how they says it.
Anyelo?
Yep.
Anyelo Marte. Kind of a cool spelling. A-N-Y-E-L-O. Anyelo. Curveball that didn't a whole lot, but left it upstairs.
Looked like it was outside a little bit, too.
Yep. So Marte digging in. 2 balls and no strikes. And McGilvery went 1-2-3 in the top of the first. He's had to sit over there in the cold for a while.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully that doesn't hurt him. You know, it's easy to get stiff on a day like today.
You'd probably rather have a multi-run lead, right?
Yeah. Thank goodness the wind's not blowing too bad. For us, too, right?
Exactly. Marte hitting from the right side. He's driven in one run this year, so has a chance to double that up at least right here. And there's the fastball and a swing and a miss. Boy, he dug down on that one.
He was a little late on that one, too, wasn't he?
Gave it a cut. Both dugouts up and against the fence. State Fair started with some chatter early, but the inning has gone on too long for that.
I was just about to say that. They were all up and fired up early, but I haven't heard much from that dugout lately.
Fastball, Marte just got a piece of and fouled it back and over the screen. Kane throwing from the stretch with runners at first and second. You've got Parks at second. Thomas is over at first. And Anyelo Marte, the hitter for Mack. Kicking the pitch.
Uh-oh.
And this one's caught him right on the inside part, right on his hands. He pops it up, and a good chase by Blake Ford to go out there, sprint down the third base line, and catch that pop-up for the third out of the inning. But Mineral Area College gets 3 runs in the first inning. They do it on the strength of 4 hits, no errors, and 2 men are left on base. We'll go to the top of the second. Mineral Area College on top 3-0. It'll be Clark, Jones, and Taylor, the 3 hitters for the Roadrunners. A 3-0 lead for Mack, and we're back in a minute.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Hal Lowry Fields here at Mineral Area College. And a good start for the Cardinals. They lead State Fair 3-0. The two teams split 4 games last year. Mac won the middle two. And Mac, well, hopefully looking for the sweep here this year. They won both games yesterday and a good start here in the first game today as McGilvery. Boy, just a little easy-looking delivery right there and threw it right over.
Look good. Look good. Looks calm. Looks relaxed. It's a lot easier to pitch when you have a 3-run lead.
Yeah. When he was out there first time, he didn't have a lead because nobody had hit yet. Now he's back out there with a three-run advantage, so it's looking good to him. Our timeout there brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. And this pitch is high by McGillery, a lefty out of Washington, Missouri, redshirted last year, and really has some great stuff this year. He comes with the fastball here, belt high, and this one is popped up behind the Mineral Area College dugout. Got the shooting range right off to the left, the indoor baseball building behind left field.
Have you been in there yet?
I haven't been
in
yet.
It's nice,
no,
really
I
nice.
I need to go see it.
We should broadcast from there. They got heat in there now. Couldn't see it, though, but right. Couldn't see the game. But.
Two balls and two strikes. Ooh, nibbled on the corner, but I didn't get the call there. McGillery was hoping for it. He was hoping for that Tom Glavine outside call right there. 3-0 lead for Mac McGillery. Comes with the fastball. This one's belted out to center field. Fierstate got a good jump on it, and he gets it steps before he gets to the center field wall. Boy, he started out so quick. I know that speed is something that you need in a center fielder, but, boy, a guy that can anticipate where the ball is going. Fierstate got a great hop on that thing.
Yeah, he did. He tracked that down really well. You know, got a good read on the ball and got to the spot. Turned around and was right there.
So a hard hit ball by Clark right there, but McGillery has retired the first four hitters that he's seen, and now here's a line drive out to center field and a diving effort that time by Fierstake, but he caught it on the hop. But how good of a catch was that to lay out for a ball and actually pick it on a hop while you're laid out for it? First hit of the game for the Roadrunners, but even though that one was not an out, you're not going to see a catch much better than that today.
No, that was pretty nice. It just would have been nice to get the out there, right?
It would have been even nicer.
But he looked really good on it, and like I said, you know, full stretch out, ball bounced right into his glove.
Looked like a ball that was really going to be a tough chance to get to when Fierstake started out. Did a nice job just to get close to that thing and get that on the hop.
Well, these State Fair swingers are coming up swinging first pitch, aren't they?
Aggressive, yep. Yeah. This is Ian Taylor, freshman designated hitter. Now, they don't have – there aren't very many good averages on this team. You've got Clark, who really hit that ball hard, hitting 310. And then deep in their lineup, the number eight hitter, Blake Ford, is a 368 hitter. But they're the only two in the starting lineup above 300.
Wow. Well, maybe that's why, because they're swinging early.
Yeah, maybe that, you might be right. Ooh, nasty. I think that was a slider that time. Broke late.
That was filthy.
Looked like a fastball out of his hands and then cuts late. It's a Roadrunner team averaging 204 as a team. So, you know, Mineral Area College with a much heftier team percentage. Taylor hits from the right side, fouls this one back to the screen. He's got a runner at first there in Gavin Jones. Jones leads the team in runs scored. He's got 11 runs on the year, and the reason why is that so he only hits 200, but he's on base at 480.
Wow.
So a guy that really does get on base for his team, and this fastball is way high. A little chatter out of the dugout for the Roadrunners again now. One ball, two strikes. Ian Taylor, the designated hitter, hitting from the right side. Hitting 182 on the year.
That sun's trying to pop out, isn't it?
It's made a couple of very, very brief appearances. Mm-hmm. I would like it for it to have a starring role rather than a cameo, though, today.
Me too.
Curveball driven down the left field line, but foul. Successful seasons over the first two seasons for volleyball, of course, the Nationals, both of the basketball teams with winning records as well.
Yep, 20-win seasons for both of them. Been a good year for Mac Athletics so far.
Ooh, nasty pitch. Another slider swing and a miss by Ian Taylor, and he goes down hacking. Whew, McGillery's come up with a couple of filthy pitches time to time. Two outs in the inning and one runner aboard. Gavin Jones, the runner over at first base. Ian Taylor goes down on strikes. Drew Perez steps in. Freshman second baseman hitting only 150 on the year. He's got some of that armor on his lead leg there.
And his elbow.
It's like, can he hit like Barry Bonds, though? I don't know.
Well, you said he was hitting, what, 150?
Yeah.
So I don't think so.
Here's a line drive out to right field. And a little leap right there at the end by
Jake Breyer. He dropped it.
And he did drop it. So he had it in his mitt. But then as he backed up against the wall, he put it on the ground. And one run comes around to score. That's Gavin Jones. Boy, I thought that was an out in the end of the inning right there.
Yeah, he didn't possess the ball long enough. That's what the umpires were saying. So
we'll see what the official guy gives him. But I'm going E9 for now. That hit him right in the mitt.
Yeah, that's an error.
And all the way around to third comes Drew Perez. Blake Ford steps in, and Blake hits from the 8 spot here in the lineup. But he is the best hitter on the team by average at .368. There's a pitch by McGilvery, and this one's driven out to right field. This one's high in the air. Pryor settles underneath this one, and I think that's the best thing that can happen. If something bad goes wrong in the field, I think you get the next ball and you catch it.
It seems like that always happens, yeah, too, doesn't it?
It'll find you, right?
That's right. Even if you might not want it, it's going to find it.
Fly ball to right field, and Pryor makes the play that time. So one run does come in for the Roadrunners. They do it on one hit and one error, and they leave one man on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Mineral Area College on top 3-1, and we go to the bottom of the Cardinals lineup as well. Jones, then back to the top with Fearsteak and Hicks. We'll do that in a minute on Super Talk 800.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it, and at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and 2 ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and 2 ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Three to one lead for Mineral Area College. Middle of the second inning here at Hal Lowry Field. Chad Speaker, great to be joined by Jim Gerwitz. Maybe be even greater to be joined by Jim Gerwitz later on in the season when it warms up a bit. But you know,
yeah, that'd be nice.
Still a pretty good day for baseball. No wind, and a couple of tiny little sprinkles earlier. Jonah Jones steps in. 250 hitter hitting ninth in the lineup. And this pitcher, Bill Kane, had a long first inning, gave up 3 runs on 4 hits. He gave up a triple and then also a homer to Herman Sepulveda. Here's a fastball right down the gut from Bill Kane. Jared Jones hitting 250 on the year, playing first base, sophomore from West County. Kane working quickly, kicks, pitches, and excuse me, half hack at it by Jones. And the ball trickles over to the second baseman, Perez, who underhand scoops it over to Clark for the outs. Boy, Jones really never made up his mind on that one. Turned his shoulders, tried to keep the bat head back, but made contact. Bounced out to second base. Caleb Fearsteak comes in, and he started this offensive surge for Mack with a leadoff triple. Swing and a miss, an aggressive hack at it right there. One of the things I noticed about Fearsteak's cut is how flat it is. He keeps that bat head in the zone for a long time.
Yeah, he does a good job.
And he tips this one.
Kind of pulled his head a little bit on that one.
Catcher caught it, but just 2 strikes. And 3-1, or rather the no ball, 2 strike count up high this time. So Fearsteak stays in it. 3-1 lead for Mack. Bottom of the second inning. One away from Mineral Area College here in the bottom of the second. There's that filthy curveball that Kane has shown us a couple of times, and that time Fearsteak went fishing and couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, that was a good pitch. Really nice pitch.
2 strikeouts for Kane in the ballgame. So far he's walked 1. Kane gave up 3 runs on 4 hits in the first inning, but he's retired the first 2 batters here in the bottom of the second. As Liam Hicks steps in, takes a look at an off-speed pitch, just caught the bottom of the zone. Mack was on top. Mack had a good start to yesterday's first game, up 4-0. State Fair kind of held on and made it a 4-3 ball game. Here's a high fly ball out to Holden in left field, and the umpire says it just went fair. Holden couldn't quite catch up to it, and sliding into second base is Liam Hicks with his 5th double of the year.
Another hit. Keep that average right where it's at, right?
Machine, yeah. So an extra base hit four hits, and that already is the third extra base hit.
We need a press box so we can see down these lines.
I know.
Couldn't tell. I thought it looked like it was going to be foul right off the bat, but guess it stayed in.
It's tough to see deep into the corner over the left field where we're set up. I suppose I could move around to sit in front of the stands, but I want to give those folks a good view too. So
we just need your press box, right?
Yeah, there you
get
go.
Out of this wind.
You're right.
I'll work on that for
okay,
you,
good,
Chad.
Good. See to it. Vandesanden stepping in. Vandesanden singled and stole a base, scored a run, drove in a run as well. Very productive first inning for Vandesanden. Takes a look at one of the knees for strike.
Press box with some heat, that'd be nice, wouldn't
hey,
it?
Yeah. And, you know, if you drink too much liquid, maybe a
bathroom right there, too.
Bill Kane wheels out towards second base. Nobody's there to cover, though. And so Liam Hicks just strides back in safely. 3-1 lead for Mac. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Bill Kane comes set, peers in. Now he'll deliver, and this one's low and away. Blake Ford keeps it in front of him, though. And so Hicks stays put at second base. Hicks with a two-out double. And now Vandesanden trying to keep the inning alive. Vandesanden drove in a run in his first at-bat. This time he offers late on this pitch, but just in time to foul it over the screen.
Good swing, though.
Vandesanden with lots of good swings this year. 368 hitter on the year, just a freshman. And an import from the Netherlands. Kane looking in. They go through a series of signals. Apparently he finds one he likes here and comes with the fastball. Well, that's right over the heart of the plate, it looked like. Vandesanden looked at it.
Yeah.
And got punched out.
Whew, that was right down. That cut the plate in half, it looked like.
Just two strikeouts in the inning. Fear State goes down swinging. Vandesanden goes down looking. A ground out for Jones and sandwiched in the middle, Liam Hicks with the double. So no runs coming through for Mack there on one hit. No errors, and there was one man left on base. It's a 3-1 lead for Mineral Area College. We'll go to the top of the third inning. We'll go to the bottom of the Roadrunners order with Holden, Bradford, and Panier. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on Supertalk 800.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com.
A couple of good innings for Matt McGilvery so far. He's given up just one hit. He did give up a run, but it was unearned. It looked like that was where the inning was going to come to a close, but an error in right field allowed a run to come through. He struck out, too. He's not walked anybody yet. And McGilvery, how about this? 17 strikeouts this year, two walks.
That's nice.
Yeah, you'd take that ratio, I think.
Oh, yeah. All day long.
All day long, every day. You're right. Lefty and fires. And boy, catches hold of the outside low corner of the strike zone for a strike to Brady Holden. Holden hitting 214 on the year. This time the pitch is high. Holden hits from the left side. Brady playing left field for State Fair. Made a very nice play earlier, catching a ball in foul territory. Took a little bit off this time, and the grounder to Thomas at second base. Fires over to Jones at first for the out. 4-3 put out. We go back to the top of the order with Hayden Bradford and then Bryce Pinier. If anybody can reach, it'll be Jake Luft.
McGilvery does a good job keeping people off balance, and that's why you see a lot of ground balls. And hopefully he can keep up with that.
Looks like he changes speeds and changes locations. And he comes here with a high leg kick and a two-hopper down to the third baseline. Marte makes a good, strong throw across, and Jones digs it out of the dirt. Marte gives him the index finger, says, thank you very much, and two away. So a couple of ground balls, and McGillery hoping to make this a 1-2-3 inning.
I think he's only thrown three pitches this inning, right? Two to the first guy.
Right, yeah. And Panier at least says, I'm going to make you throw at least more than one pitch.
As a coach, especially being, cold, you wanted to see your guys to see some pitches,
Well, you noted that last inning, how they kind of were coming out of the gate very aggressive.
Yeah. And
doing the same thing here. Ball and a strike to Panier. Panier just under 200 now as he was a strikeout victim in the first. McGillery, a long, slow wind and a swing and a miss by Panier. Wait, and the fact that he does mix those pitches, that makes that fastball look even faster. Panier just behind that thing.
Yeah, it was up in the zone a little bit, too.
So ball and two strikes, and Panier already struck out once. Slow roundhouse curveball that time, but it's low and away. And the count evens out now at 2-2. Two up and two down so far in the top of the third. Mineral Area College 11-2 on the year. And beat State Fair in two games yesterday as McGillery paints the outside corner. And Panier goes down as a strikeout victim for the second time in as many at-bats. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Mineral Area College goes to the bottom of the third with a 3-1 lead. And we go to the middle of the lineup with Pryor, Sepulveda, and Perks. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Inning break brought to you by Coldwell Banker Olsey Real Estate. They move this down online at coldwellbankerolsey.com. We've got a couple of early pretty good candidates for Applebee's and Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game. One of those guys, Sepulveda, hits the home run, but I'll tell you what, Matt McGillery's done a great job on the hill so far as well.
We should be at Applebee's right now for lunch, buddy.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Jake Pryor hammers one down the right field line. He got in early on that one and drove it into the hitting cage over there just outside of the outfield or the foul fence. This time he pops one up, and it'll go near the Mineral Area College dugout. And giving a good chase is Blake Ford.
Third baseman caught it.
And the third baseman actually got snuck in right in front of him. That was Luft that made the play. Well, he just about had to go all the way inside of the dugout.
Yeah.
One of those George Brett specials.
He was right there at the fence. He got to the fence and looked up, and it was right there.
Yep. So Pryor goes out on the pop-up. And then here's Herman Sepulveda. He hit his second home run of the season in the first inning, drove in a pair.
And that was a no-doubter. As soon as it left the bat, I knew it had a chance.
He hammered that out to left field. He hits a comebacker to the pitcher. Kane got his mitt on it. It gets away from him, but he chases it down and then fires it over to first. One of those self-preservation plays that you don't think about that. You just react.
It's just reaction. Exactly right.
Good play by Kane. Line drive back to the pitcher. And goes 1-3. Riley Perks checking in. Riley walked his way on in the first. Perks playing left field for Mack. Takes a look at a first pitch fastball low. Perks hitting 273 on the year. It's hard to find a spot in this Mineral Area College lineup that isn't dangerous. Perks even has hit a home run. This time he pops this one up, though. And Bill Kane, after suffering through a long inning in the first. Goes 1-2-3 in this one. A couple of pop-outs to third base and the comebacker to him. And he makes quick work of the Mineral Area College offense there. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left for Mac. So we go to the top of the fourth inning. And for State Fair, it'll be the number 3, 4, and 5 hitters left, Clark and Jones. Mac leading it 3-1. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Why would somebody from Potosi drive all the way to Ledington to buy a pool from Home Pools and Spas? Don Thompson says they're people you can trust.
Jason and his crew were there and doing everything they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it, and did a great job, very timely, very professional, and I'm real pleased.
Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going
home is where the fun
everybody's
is.
Going
home.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Come. 3-1 lead for Mineral Area College. Just a little pause in the action right there. Brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Jim Gerwitz joining me on the broadcast this year for Mac Baseball. Figured I'd bring in somebody that knows something, you know.
Well, you got the wrong guy then. I don't know anything.
Coach for Mineral Area College for several years. Here's a fly ball driven out to right field. Pryor takes two steps, stops, waits, takes two more, and he's got it. Fly ball out to right field.
He looked a little uncertain out there for a minute, didn't he?
Don't you think Jake Luft should play left field?
That's funny.
He plays third. Here's Kyle Clark. 1-2, both pitchers coming off 1-2-3 innings. McGilvery has had a pair of 1-2-3 innings in his 3 innings of work. And for Bill Kane, he just had his best inning of work where he went 1-2-3 for the first time. Kicking the pitch, and Clark threw his hands at it and just got enough on it to foul it back to the screen.
That's a very defensive swing.
Yeah, never had his hips in it.
Especially when you're up in the count. Doesn't make sense.
McGilvery with a ball and a strike here. Kicks. Fires. I don't know if he could have thrown that any slower. I don't know where that one was. Maybe outside.
Yeah, it was a little out.
Two balls and a strike.
He's kind of floated that curveball out there, didn't he?
McGilvery winds. Fires again and pushes a fastball by him.
He's doing a great job changing speeds today.
I think Coach Jones calls the pitches, doesn't he?
I think Virgink does.
Think
Coach
does.
Virgink,
yeah. McGilvery looking in, goes through his series of calls. And now a timeout by the batter. Kyle Clark says, all right, I've waited long enough. Now he'll step back in for the left side. Clark flew out to center field in his only other at bat in the second. McGilvery trying to finish him off here and sets him down with some high heat.
Hard to lay off that pitch, and you see it in the major leagues all the time, too. All the way down to 8U baseball, it doesn't matter.
It's up around your eyes.
They're swinging at it, that's right.
Three strikeouts now for McGilvery. Oh, I beg your pardon, that was his fourth strikeout. So four strikeouts for McGilvery, has not walked anybody, and that means that he now has 19 strikeouts on the year and only two walks.
Let's keep that to two walks. How's that sound?
Just pounding the zone.
Yeah.
And two away here in the top of the fourth. A fly out and a strikeout, and this is Gavin Jones for the Roadrunners. Jones has the only hit in the game for State Fair. He takes a look at an off-speed delivery high.
Yeah, that was that line drive up to center field last inning, or I guess that was the second inning, right? Yep. Because he was the one that scored.
Fearstake dove and caught it on a short hop while he was in the air, and that's how close McGilvery is to not allowing a hit the entire way so far. This one in the zone, low and outside, but in the zone. A ball and two strikes now for Jones. And McGilvery hoping for another 1-2-3 inning. He's a strike away. The kick and the pitch and a fastball high.
Didn't chase that one like the other guy.
Mm-hmm. He said, if you want to get yourself out, I'll give you the opportunity.
Yep.
get this done the easy way or the hard way. Two balls, two strikes, two away. All on the board. Mineral Area College leading it 3-1. We're in the top of the fourth. And here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop. Vandesanen gobbles it up, fires it across, and makes the play. That one going 6-3, beating by a half a step. So another 1-2-3 inning for McGilvery. Three of those in four innings of work. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Mineral Area College on top 3-1. Let's see if we can score some more runs after this. Cardinals, Thomas, Marty, and Jones, bottom three of the order. We'll tell you about it in a minute right here on KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
A 3-1 lead for Mineral Area College. And a pause in the action brought to you there by Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They moved this down online at CaldwellBankerHolsey.com. Mac leading at 3-1. Jim, it looked early on like the Cardinals might chase this pitcher, Bill Kane. Early in this one, Mac scores three runs on four hits, a dinger in the first inning, but Kane settled down.
Yeah, he
does
has.
A nice job since then.
Yeah, he's quieted our bats real quick after that first inning. You know, the coach came out in the first inning and, you know, settled him down, and he's done a great job since.
And now here's a ball that's scorched down the left field line and just foul off the bat of Dylan Thomas.
The ball was hit well, too.
Thomas singled in that first inning. Matt got three runs on four hits in the first inning. Left a couple of guys on base in the process. But then Kane came back in the second inning. He struck out a couple of guys. Gave up a double, but it didn't hurt him. And then went 1-2-3 in the third. And we're in the fourth now. Mineral Area College leading it 3-1. Ground ball to third base. Tough hop by Luff, but he rises up and makes a spectacular play before throwing it across the diamond for the putouts.
Yeah, he did a nice job staying in front of that ball. You know, it came up on him glove side. And, you know, he did a great job, you know, catching it and throwing it across the diamond.
I got high on him in a hurry.
Yeah.
I think right there at the edge of the grass, maybe.
Yeah, must have got right there on the lip, but ball jumped on him.
This is Angelo Marte. He popped up in the first inning, and he pops up there, but this time it gets out of play.
Yeah, he got jammed a little bit his first at-bat.
Blake Ford came out of that catcher's position, did a nice job catching that coming down the line.
Yeah.
Marte playing third base for Mac. Freshman from the Dominican. And this pitch is low and away. Bill Kane, been the only pitcher in there for the Roadrunners here in game number one. Doubleheader scheduled here at Hal Lowry Field. We'll have the first one for you right here on KREI. Scheduled for 7. They play 9 innings in the second game. You said when you coached you only played 7 innings.
Yeah, we didn't have 9 innings. The only time we played 9 innings was in the regional tournament. So they changed it, I guess, several years ago after I got out of coaching, that they started playing, you know, 9-inning games in region play.
Here's a kick in the pitch. And Marte tried to keep the bat back, and he apparently was successful. That one was down in the dirt, and he thought initially, I'm going to swing at it.
The sprinklers just came on.
Over in the foul territory on the right side. That's some type of evil ploy by Blake Jones. Here's a pitch that's up and away. And Marte gets the walk. So Marte reaches on the walk as, yes.
That's interesting.
Sprinklers are going along foul territory over right.
That is definitely interesting. I've never seen that before.
That's probably the second oddest thing that I've seen out here. Last year we saw a llama go right behind the field.
What? Well, I know they had an issue with the bathroom, so I think the plumbers are here working on it. So I guess they must have hit the wrong switch and turned on the field water. It's off now.
Fortunately,
so.
It's not in the field of play. Yeah. Now they got it all shut down.
There you go.
Okay. And maybe the bathroom even works again.
Looks like they're working on it. The door's open, so that's a good sign.
Marte running at first. Jared Jones, the hitter, in the number 9 spot in this lineup. And he scoots back and allows that one to sail in for a ball on the inside. Jones with an open stance, closes it off as the pitch comes. And this one just low. Nice eyes by Jones. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts for Jared so far this year. Hitting .250.
Good time to be looking for a pitch to drive right here. You know, you don't want to go 3-0.
2 balls, no strikes, 1 away. Runner at first is Marte. Jones has 1 homer this year. The big, strong kid. I mean, he catches up with one, and it goes. Hit 3 grand slams his senior year of high school. A couple of years ago, West County.
He's a big fella, too.
Yep. Here is that 3-0 count, and he's taking there. Center cut fastball. And now a 3-1 delivery due from Bill Kane. Runner at first, Marte, Mineral Area College, up 3-1, and this one just outside. So Kane has walked a pair. First hitter was Thomas, and he grounded out. But Marte and Jones have walked.
If you're a Cardinal fan, that's the guy you want at the plate. The next two guys.
Next two guys, you're right. Only one away, and guys that have been scorching hot all year long, Fearstake and Hicks, and Caleb Fearstake at the plate right now. He's driven in 16 as a leadoff guy.
Ooh.
Takes a pretty solid hack at this one, but fouled it straight back. He was on it. Fearstake, he's driven in 16 and only 13 games played, and that's from the leadoff position.
Yeah.
So you know that lineup is turning over.
That's right. That bottom of the order is getting on base and doing a good job so these guys can drive them in.
Runners at first and second. Fearstake in the plate. Takes one at the knees.
Wish he had that back, I bet. Do you see his face?
Yeah. Hits from the left side so we can tell. We're just on the other side. We hit set up here at our broadcast on the right-handed batter's box side, third base side. And the kick and the pitch. And it's a curveball that is driven out to left field. It's back on the shortstop who misplays it. It goes off of his mitt, but the play being made to third base. And now they've got a pickle going with Marte in a rundown. And he's just trying to stay alive as Jones is the runner over at first base still. And finally they are able to tag out Marte. So did they call an infield fly rule?
That's what they call it. I didn't hear him, but it looked like the field umpire was pointing, you know, as an infield fly, but I don't think it was verbally said. So.
Well, there was only one out, and then they make the put out to Marte, and so that's where the third out comes. So the second out comes on the infield fly rule, where Fearstake had blooped that out there. It wasn't exactly an easy play, and he was well into the outfield, so. But in the umpire's estimation, with runners at first and second and less than 2 outs, the infield fly rule, they say, coming into effect. So the second out to Fearstake, and then the third out, Marte finally tagged out after he gets caught in the rundown. And Mineral Area College brings one more than the minimum to the plate in the fourth inning. So no runs coming through on what would become no hits, no errors, and 2 men are left on base. A pair of walks. With only 1 out, but Matt can't do anything with it, as it turns out. A 3-1 lead for the Cardinals. Taylor, Perez, Ford coming up for the Roadrunners in the top of the 5th. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that you can work out at Mineral Area College's Wellness Center without being a full-fledged student? We have group classes and a training facility, cardio drumming, Pilates, yoga, free weights, and workout machines of all types. Sign up for a membership. It's only $50 a semester through our continuing education department. For more information, call Jeremy Partney at 518-2101. He'll help you with an exercise and nutrition plan to help you reach your goals. Good health starts here at Mineral Area College Wellness Center.
I'm cold.
Jim Gerwitz is cold. We're back at the old ball yard, Hal Lowry Field, right here on Super Talk 800 KREI Farmington. And the Mineral Area College Cardinals looking for win number 12 here today. 11-2 coming in to this ball game. And here's a ball that is tagged by Ian Taylor out to left field. He gave this one a ride, and he's made it a one-run game. Ian Taylor hits his third home run of the season. This is a solo shot to start the fifth inning. A 3-2 ball game.
That ball was touched. Touched really well. I mean, over the old Little Caesars sign out there in left field, that ball was, as soon as he hit it, you knew it was gone.
I mean, Perks turned, and then he said, well, yeah. I'm not going to do anything with this.
No chance of catching that.
So a solo homer by Ian Taylor, second run of the ball game for State Fair, and this one's shaping up very similar to what we had yesterday where Mack got out to a 4-0 lead, and then State Fair was able to track him down a little bit in scoring three, but not able to catch up all the way. McGilvery's been very solid, and that is the first earned run of the ball game for McGilvery. McGilvery gave up a run in the second inning, but that came off of a dropped ball out in right field. Off-speed delivery that time, and Perez swings through for a strike. Perez won't get credit for an RBI, but he's the guy that put the ball in play that eventually brought in Gavin Jones after the error. A 3-2 lead for Mack, and here's a ground ball to the left side. Marte picks that up on a shoulder-high hop, throws across the diamond, and Jones leans out to make the catch at first base.
Well, that's the way after, you know, home runs hit off, you come back and get a nice ground ball. That's what you got to do, go right back to work.
And one thing about McGilvery is, I mean, he doesn't nibble. He keeps coming after people.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't get too emotional out there either. You can see, you know, he's calm and cool and just doing his job.
Throws a fastball right by Ford that time, swinging a miss. I imagine that a redshirt year probably helps you. I mean, obviously it helps you physically, but making that leap to the college level probably helps you mentally as well. That
definitely.
Redshirt season. Timeout by the hitter. This is Blake Ford. He flew out to right field in the second inning. Ford hitting from the right side. McGilvery comes with the fastball. A little bit late on it was Ford and fouled it back over the first base line.
Yeah, this is shaping up to be a tight ball game, isn't it?
It looked early on like this was going to be a run rule deal, and Mack just was going to – that great offense was going to race out, and it was a 3-0 lead after one. But, yeah, it's a good ball game here. 3-2 ball game right now.
Yeah.
Ball and two strikes for Blake Ford. McGilvery, curveball down in the dirt. Great work by Hicks that time. Didn't even try to catch it. Just used the chest protector.
Yeah, that's nice.
We saw a catcher for State Fair yesterday had a little bit of trouble. He was trying to catch everything instead of block it. And a lot of balls got by.
Yeah. Our catcher did that too a little bit last game last night.
The second game yesterday. Yeah. This one's down in the dirt. And the count runs full. Blake Ford hitting in the number 8 spot. He actually leads the lineup in hitting at 368 on the air. And this becomes the first walk of the ball game issued by McGilvery.
What's that, his third of the year?
Just his third of the year. Yeah, 19 strikeouts and now only 3 walks.
Doesn't happen often, right?
Just his first walk. They gave up a home run to start the fifth, got a ground ball, one away, and now Blake Ford on base. Blake Ford on base percentage of .429 and a square for a bunt by Brady Holden right there. He knocks this one into foul territory. That's some thick grass there. Stopped pretty quick.
Yeah. It looked like he was trying to sacrifice to get the guy over a second, but 2 outs. We'd have got the out hopefully at first, but, you know, I don't know. Does it do any good to get a guy at second base with 2 outs? Possibly.
Have to wait and see, right?
We'll take the out if they're going to give us one.
Yeah. This one's high and tight. Fastball. Holden leans back. And a ball and a strike for Brady Holden. Top of the order has Hayden Bradford coming up next. He hits only .222, though. Number 9 had Brady Holden hitting .214 on the year, hit a ground ball in his only other try. This time, though, he laces one out to center field. Fierstate comes on quickly and hustles the ball back into the infield. So a walk and a single. And now we go back to the top of the order. Tying run at second, the potential go-ahead run for State Fair over a first.
Here comes a visit by the Cardinals.
Ryan Virgink heading out to the mounds. We'll see if it's a discussion or a move. Looks like just a discussion. So Coach Virgink going to talk it over. The infield comes together as well. Catcher, third baseman, first baseman, all out there.
I can't tell if anybody's warming up in the pen or not.
It's right. We're actually, the dugout is right between where we sit and over to the bullpen.
Yep.
Quick visit by Ryan Virgink right there.
Hopefully get a ground ball right here. Double play. Be nice. Get us out of the inning.
That would be the preferred method at
That's
this
right.
point.
That's right.
We come to you from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth here at MAC. Mineral Area College, your next step. Dean of Students, Julie
Sheets is here, yes.
Just coming by.
Yeah.
Giving a little support. Bradford at the plate. McGilvery offers. Off speed. Left it low. 3-2. Mineral Area College hanging on to that one-run lead. Three runs by Mack in the first inning. Then an unearned run for State Fair in the second. And a leadoff homer to start the fifth for Ian Taylor. And that's how we've got our scoring. Here's a fly ball out to left field. Perks going back on it. Keeps going back on it. And makes an over-the-shoulder catch with his right hand. He's a left-handed thrower. And so he had to use that near side hand to stretch over his head to make the play. Nice catch and a nice jump right there by the left fielder Perks.
With as cold as it is out here, the ball is really traveling today here. It's crazy.
Two away. Well, guess we're used to that wind blowing, so have to work against the cold, but not so much the wind here. Bryce Pinier.
It's still blowing a little bit.
A little bit.
I can still feel it.
Yeah, just a little. McGilvery comes set. Two runners aboard, two away. And Bryce Pinier at the plate.
He struck out twice already, so hopefully we can have a third here.
McGilvery trying to fit him for the hat.
That'd be nice. Get out of this inning.
Lefty against lefty. Pinier went down swinging in the first, went down looking in the third. A ball and no strikes as McGilvery comes back upset. He'll move Thomas, their second baseman, over just a little bit. And here's a fly ball out to right field. Pryor coming in and makes the play. So a big pitch by McGilvery right there to get out of it. One run coming in on the solo shot by Taylor to start the inning. A walk and a single after that, but then a pair of outs. And Mineral Area College still leads 3-2. So one run on two hits in the inning. No errors, and two men are left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. And for Mineral Area College, it'll be Hicks, Van de Sanden, and Pryor. Tell you about that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Living a healthy life with diabetes, asthma, heart disease, or other chronic diseases can be challenging and requires personalized planning. Comtree doctors and nurses partner with you or your loved one to develop personalized health goals to achieve improved health outcomes.
Join the Comtree family tree and receive support to a healthier life. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Mineral Area College leading 3-2 over the visitors from State Fair. So, a couple today. Crowley's Ridge, that was rescheduled for tomorrow then, right?
I think so, yes.
Right, yeah.
I'll have to look back at my notes, but yeah, I think so.
Next broadcast action that we have for you Wednesday against North Arkansas, but
It's supposed to rain.
100% chance, I think.
On Wednesday, so we'll see. And here's Liam Hicks. A double in the second, struck out in the first. Liam hitting 500 on the year. Here comes a fastball. Liam leaves this one outside. Hicks hitting 505. His fifth double of the season back in the second inning. Trying to get this Mac offense started. And now he hammers one out to right field. And this one sailing over the fence. Hicks with his ninth dinger of the year. And Mineral Area College leads 4-2.
Kid's on fire. Just seeing the ball well. Just crushing it.
Just smashed that thing. A line drive homer sailing over the right field fence. Whew. No question on that one. Mac leads 4-2. Liam Hicks leads the entire country in slugging percentage. And today, in three at-bats, he's got two extra base hits.
Yep.
A double and a homer. So he's slugging now over 1,200 on the year. For casual baseball people that don't know what that is, it's a factor of at-bats divided by total bases. And it's Van de Sanden dropping down a bunt right here, and he's going to get thrown out stretching for first. Kane made a nice play on that, hopping off the hill.
That ball was crushed.
It got out in such a hurry.
It did.
I mean, it wasn't one of those that was just, you know, feet over the fence. He got it up a little bit, but yeah, it was a line driver.
And it was up there where I was sitting last night during the games, up there on the hill.
I've never watched a game up there.
That's nice.
It's
nice. I like it up there.
Good spot up there. Jake Pryor hitting for Mac. Pryor 0-2 today. And that one he thought maybe was a little out, a little up, but Blue said, nope, caught the corner. So a ball and a strike for Jake. Jake Pryor hitting 282 coming into the day. A fly ball to left field in the first. He popped up to the third baseman in the third. That was the one that I think he caught right almost in the dugout, wasn't it?
Yep, that's where the third baseman did, yep.
Ooh, Pryor.
Pulling his head a little bit.
Out ahead of that one.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes for Jake Pryor. Call him JP. JP from AV. And an off-speed delivery he just stayed with and took the other way for a single.
Great piece of hitting right there. Great piece of hitting. Keep the head down, just threw the hands at the ball and got it in the hole.
Stayed with it on the outside corner and flipped it the other way. A little Tony Gwynn piece
That's
of hitting right there.
That's right. Looks like we got a little defensive change now for the sixth and the seventh inning. They're going to take Pryor out.
Doug Payne. Going to be running here.
He's kind of local, too. Where is he? Cuba? Or where is he?
I believe you're right. I'll double-check to make sure, but yeah, sophomore from Cuba. Guy that got a lot of innings of work last year.
I think he played second base, didn't he? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a homer just a few batters ago with Liam Hicks. Here's the other guy that's hit a homer for Mac today, Herman Sepulveda.
Yeah, Coach Jones did that move last in the first game yesterday with when Pryor in the late innings, you know, he got on. They took him out and ran for him. And then Payne went out there in right field after that.
Kane will make sure that Payne's awake, fires it over to first base, and Payne is awake, dives back in safely. Sepulveda hit a line drive, shot right back to the pitcher in the third, and that was after the homer that he hit in the first. So he's hit the ball hard a couple times. Sepulveda, designated hitter for Mac today. Payne trying to test his lead over there at first base. A wide stance, and they're going to check him once again as Clark slaps the tag on him. 4-2 lead for Mac. A couple of homers, three out of the four runs coming by home run. Fearstake scored after a triple to start the scoring for Mac, and they run a pick over to first base for the third time.
He's worried about Payne over there, isn't he?
He is. Payne testing that lead.
Got a little bit farther that time.
And now Kane finally does come home, and he pops the middle for a strike.
You were talking about Kane, how we kind of roughed him up a little bit in the first inning, but, you know, he settled down, and when he's missing low, and that's
he
a good
is.
Sign.
Yeah.
And he's not missing by much when he's down there. He's low in the zone.
Payne has only attempted to steal a base once this year, and he got caught.
There you go. They're right there. That pitch is right just below the knees, and the umpire is not calling it. And he's been consistent. He hasn't called that pitch all game.
Yeah. Kane glances in, comes set on the stretch, and once again fires over to first. So Payne generating some interest over there. 4-2 lead for Mac. First game of two here at Hal Lowry Field today. Bring your jacket and hat if you come out.
And gloves.
And gloves will help too.
And your long underwear.
And maybe some cocoa. And stop by the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
Stop by the Mineral Area College.
Bring me some hot cocoa.
With your cocoa. That's what I'm saying. Two balls and a strike for Sepulveda. From the Bronx, New York. Hits from the right side. Like most of the hitters in this roster, you could say a big, strong kid. He takes a look at a curveball for a strike there.
I was telling my wife last night, I was like, man, I don't remember being that cold when I was coaching. She's like, no kidding, because you were involved in the game.
Yep. And
your blood pressure was probably too high, she said.
Two balls and two strikes for Herman Sepulveda. And one runner on. That's Doug Payne running. Sepulveda reaches for one in the outside corner and strikes out.
That was a nice pitch, brother. You know, just on the outside half.
One of those pitcher's pitches.
That's right. Not much you can do with that, but just try to foul it off.
Three strikeouts for Bill Kane in the game. And he has walked three. He got in a little trouble last inning. He walked two in a row. And then a really kind of a tough chance for Mack. A swing by Perks fouled this one back and over. In the bottom of the fourth, Mineral Area College had two runners on. And it was a tough ball over the shortstop. Goes out of the outfield. Looked like he was going to make a good play on it, but then dropped it. And that threw the Mack runners into chaos. And they ended up.
They called it an infield fly.
Yep.
And then, you know, so the runners get to advance at their own risk at that time. And obviously we took a risk and it didn't work out for us.
Didn't pay off, did it?
No.
Two away with one runner on. Jake Pryor singled to get on just a few hitters ago. And then Doug Payne coming on to run for him. This is Riley Perks hitting from the left side. Fastball. And he fouls that one right above our head. And right behind us and rolling down the hill.
Into the cedar thicket, probably.
Yeah.
There's probably 1,000 baseballs in there.
Some little kids should come over.
That's right. I don't know if you can get in there. Oof. That'd be a tough walkthrough, I'll tell you that. It's pretty tight over there.
Dill Run Company letting us know that we've got a few sprinkles here at the old ball yard today as well.
Great.
Kicking the pitch, off speed up.
Just something to make it a little colder for us, bud.
Let's
put some cold rain on it.
A 4-2 lead for Mack. A solo shot to start this inning from Liam Hicks. And Payne, that's to be the eighth time they've tried to pick him off over there.
That's right.
You never know. Maybe the ninth time we'll get him, though, I guess.
Well, if he's keeping his attention on Payne over there, maybe he'll make a mistake here and we can get another run.
Perks hitting 273s, 0 for 1 today. Walked in the first, popped out to third base in the third, and I guess that they
Payne was in motion there.
Yeah, he was on the move. They'll probably try to pick him off again. A ball and two strikes for Riley Perks. Perks has driven in 4 on the year. Payne has not stolen a base yet this year. Tried once, unsuccessfully. Coming up after our ball game, the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Jordan Thompson usually joins us on that. Kane comes set, going to throw from the stretch. Waits, now finally kicks and fires. And this one fouled back to the screen by Perks. Kane doesn't utilize a slide step. I mean, he gives you a full kick, so.
Yeah, but he's really holding, you know, waiting mm-hmm. to see if the runner's going to go. Slows down the game a bunch, doesn't it?
A ball and two strikes for Perks.
There's another pick.
And they try it again.
Hey, if I'm going to work with you, we need some better working conditions. We need some heat.
These are your facilities.
I know. The radio station needs to give us like a duck blind or something in the heater.
Here's another pickoff move.
The radio station needs to give us a blind, you know, a pop-up blind, and we'll put a little heater in here.
Yeah.
Warm it up.
Payne getting a workout over there, just coming back on the pickoff plays. And he does stay close right here as Perks continues to dig in from the left side. And here's the pitch, and he nubs this one just out front of the catcher. Yep. Ford hops on it, and he pulls the first baseman wide of the bag on the throw. And so after all those pickoffs, they're going to say that the runner Perks was running on the inside of the first base line.
He was.
Causing the interference with the play. And you are actually literally sitting right on the first base line.
Yeah, the runner has a right to the outside of the line. So that's what he's going to call.
So interference on the throw that went 2-3, and that becomes the third out of the inning for Mineral Area College. They do get the leadoff home run for Leon Hicks to tag on the fourth run of the ball game. So Mac does get one more run on two hits in the inning. There are no errors, and there's one man left on base. Blake Jones trying to get a little clarity on the call right there, but, yeah, you were right there looking at it, and so the interference ends the inning.
Well, that's why they chalk the line, you know, when they chalk the line for the runner's box, basically, is what they do. You know, you get 3 foot on the outside of the line, down first base line. So, yeah.
Invaded the territory.
It was a good effort.
Yep, a 4-2 lead for Mac, and for State Fair coming up at the top of the sixth, it'll be Luft, Clark, and Jones. We'll tell you about that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Hello, this is Jan.
Hi, can I save on a new Toyota?
Yes, with great deals now through April 1st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
I can't wait to get out. I've been watching way too much TV.
Oh yeah? What's on?
Game show. Anyway, I got this list of things I want to do this spring.
Bet I could name them.
Really? Our contestant Jan here is risking it all on this final question. Name the three things I can't wait to do.
Go camping in a RAV4.
Correct.
Road trip in a Camry.
Yes.
How about take a Tundra fishing?
One strike left, Jan.
I'll say off-roading in a Tacoma.
Show me off-roading in a Tacoma.
Oh, I can't believe it. Hi, Mom.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Well, Matt McGilvery is in line for the win. If Matt can hold on for this victory, they lead 4-2 going into the top of the sixth inning, and McGilvery threw five innings. He gave up three hits, two runs, only one of them was earned, struck out three, and only walked one. And now it'll be David Webb checking in for him. Webb will throw the sixth, a 6.1 ERA for Webb. He's thrown 10 and a third innings on the year. He struck out 13 on the season, and he's walked seven. Hitters are hitting .342 against him on the year. Webb, a right-hander. Pitching change brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. And Webb starts with a strike, and he comes back with another one.
I can't wait till it's 80 degrees and sunny.
I kind of like that, too.
I didn't even know we were supposed to get any rain today. Unbelievable.
A few sprinkles here at Hal Lowry Field. Webb coming with the strong stuff. And this fastball was driven down the right field line and going foul. Jake Luft hitting.
Isn't that the old saying? You know, if you don't like the weather in Missouri, just wait a minute and it'll change.
That's right. Luft has kind of lived in right field today. He's been retired twice on fly balls to right field, and he fouled this one down the right field line.
Yeah, because your little joke earlier in the game, right? Then you say Luft should be playing left field.
He should be left, right? He scorches one over to second base, and it dips right as it got to Dylan Thomas, but Dylan goes down on a knee and makes a play. So the line drive out to second base. Hit hard, but the first out of the inning. And here's Kyle Clark and then Gavin Jones. If anybody reaches, it'll be Ian Taylor. Taylor hit a homer last inning. Clark hitting from the left side. 0 for 2 today. Flew out to center field in the second and struck out in the fourth. And he swings through this one and fouls it. Back, and that ball becomes, what, 10,001 now back in the thicket?
Yeah.
Clark hitting 310 on the year. He's second on the team. And David Webb throwing exclusively from the stretch right here. One of those relievers. Rain picking up just a little bit more. Webb, a sophomore from Chesterfield, Missouri. Stretches out, fires low, and I think that the hitter offered, and they say that he did. Kyle Clark going to jog down to first base, but he'll be thrown out by Liam Hicks. So the strikeout recorded by Webb, and then the putout, 2-3. And two up and two down here in the sixth as Gavin Jones steps in. Jones 1-for-2, singled in the second, grounded to shortstop in the fourth. Jones coming in with a 200 average on the year. Hits from the right side.
Good-looking kid. I mean, he's got, you know, good body style. And, you know, looks like he's strong.
Good athlete. Plays shortstop.
Yeah,
for
he
him.
Had a heck of a. I thought he did, was a nice shortstop. You know, yesterday he had some nice plays at short for them, and you know, he's just one guy that caught my eye from up on the, you know, the hill on right field. You know what they had, and you know he made some nice plays early in the game. You know, a couple diving stops. And, you know, it was nice.
He actually misplayed a ball in this game that turned out better than if he would have caught it.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
As it turned out, he hits for the right side, and he hits this one out to the right center gap that gets down right in front of Fierstake, the left center fielder for Mack. So Jones has a 2-for-3 day going. A couple of singles for him. A two-out single here in the top of the sixth. And that brings in Ian Taylor. Taylor puts a swing together like he did last time. We'll have a tie game.
Hopefully he won't, right? We don't want to see that.
Exactly. Taylor hitting only 182 on the year, but he did have a couple of homers coming in. He has a homer in this game as well. He pops this one into foul territory. That's chasing it down is Marte. And it just gets foul. Taylor can be a strikeout guy, though. 21 strikeouts for Taylor on the year. Leads the team in that category, the category you don't want to be leading your team in. But 21 strikeouts and 5 walks for him on the year. Hits from the right side. State Fair, the powder blue jerseys, Roadrunners from Sedalia. Webb comes set, glances back over to first, and nifty slider that time. Snuck that one in.
It's a good pitch.
Moved late. 4-2 lead for Mack. Mack trying to become 12-2 on the year. Won their first 9.
This is probably one of our best starts we've had in a long time. Long time. I can't remember any time when I was coaching we were 12-2. Maybe 2-12.
Oh, I'm sure that's not the case. Here's the kick and the pitch. And this one is popped up middle infield. And going back, Dylan Thomas calls it out and makes the grab.
Well, there we go.
So a single sandwiched in there, but 4 up and 3 down. And a good inning of relief there by David Webb as Mineral Area College takes a 4-2 lead to the bottom of the 6th inning. And coming up for Mack, it'll be the bottom of the order with Thomas, Marte, and Jones. Tell you about it in a minute right here on KREI.
Love to shop at Patsy's. This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about double crunch shrimp, hand-battered fish and chips, or cedar salmon with maple mustard glaze? Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Because that the only one would have been was
a 4-2 lead for Mineral Area College. We were just talking about how cleanly a game this has been. Just one error on
one
the day
error.
Combined.
Yep.
And I thought for a moment that the catcher might have an error as he threw wide at first base for State Fair last inning, but it was, as you said, the correct call. It was an interference by the runner.
And then the shortstop dropped that ball, but it turned into a double play.
It turned into two outs.
Yeah. The infield fly, and then they end up getting, I think it was a Herman at second.
Mm-hmm. Got him in the pickle over there. And now here's a first pitch fastball that's just up for Dylan Thomas. Thomas, Anyelo Marte, and Jared Jones. Three scheduled hitters for Mack here, and a 4-2 lead for the Cardinals. They took two from State Fair yesterday, beat them 4-3. A similar game to this one. And then beat them 11-3, run ruled them in the second game. Thomas tried to turn on one there.
Well, he
nearly
was,
screwed himself in the ground, but couldn't come up with it.
Well, it came out of his shoes right there, didn't he?
Yeah. He singled in the first, and he grounded out to third base in the fourth inning to Dylan Thomas. That's a little late this time, but caught just enough to foul it back and stay in the count.
I'm impressed with State Fair's arm right here. You know, this kid's done a great job after that first inning.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we were going to light him up, and, you know, he's settled down.
Looked like we were going to chase him early, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a leadoff triple by Fierstake, and then a single and a homer all in the same inning. And Mack gets three runs on four hits in the first inning and felt like an inning that maybe could have even done more in. And then he came back, and he's only allowed that one run since that time.
Yeah.
And he strikes out Thomas there. Well, he had good numbers coming in, did Bill Kane, a 3.07 ERA. And I remember we noted his ERA was 3.07 on the year, and then we got the early three runs.
Yeah.
He thought, well, his ERA is going to really climb today, but and it will a little bit, but maybe not a lot.
That pitch got away from him a little bit, right by the ear.
Of Marte.
Yeah.
Marte hitting from the right side. Oh, he looked like he had timed that fastball out well and just got under it.
Yep.
Fouled it back to the screen.
Just fouled it straight back, yeah.
Anyelo 0-2, or bigger pardon, 0-1 today. He popped out on a ball that the catcher caught, and then he did walk in the fourth. So 0-1 today, and he takes a look at a dandy curveball. That's in for a strike. One ball, two strikes. And here comes Bill Kane working from the windup and throws a fastball right by Marte. So Marte strikes out, and Bill Kane strikes out the first two hitters of the sixth here. Mineral Area College, three outs away from victory, though.
Yeah. Like I said, this kid's settled down and done a great job. You know, their pitching coach came out in the first inning, and I thought, this could be a short leash, but kid's done an outstanding job.
Comes little three quarters right there. Apparently left that one low. It's Jared Jones.
He's been low on Jones all night, all day. You know, right there at his knees, right below the knees, and the umpires won't call it.
Jones, in fact, walked last time.
There's another
one. Exact same thing.
I know.
That you just said. He's right at the knees. Low for a ball. But you just look at Jones, and you don't want to get one in this guy's wheelhouse.
Yeah, he's a big fella.
You get one up around the shoulders, he'll lose it.
Like right there?
Middle of the zone that time. And two balls and a strike. Kane said, I guess I have to come upstairs a little bit more. And right at the belt, he comes with a strike there. Two balls, two strikes, two away.
Kane's not, he's not scared of him. He's challenging him, isn't he?
Holds the opposition to
hitting
250 on the year. Jones thought that one was low. It was a curveball, and so it started in the zone. Certainly Jones thought it broke back out of the zone. The umpire said no. And three Ks in the inning for Mack. You called it right. As the inning started, you said, I'm impressed with Kane, and he punches everybody out right there. So, Mineral Area College sends three of the plate. Nobody gets a whiff of the baseball. Everybody goes down on strikes, Thomas, Marte, and Jones. But for Mack, they say, go ahead and get back up on the hill, David Webb. Give us three outs, and let's get the win.
We'll head to the seventh, right? With the win, that's what you want to do.
There you go. 4-2 lead for Mack. And coming up for the State Fair Roadrunners, it'll be the bottom of the order. Perez, Ford, and Holden. Let's see if Mack can get them coming up next on the other side of this 1 minute timeout.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Any real estate transaction requires trust. You should consider this when choosing your agent.
Understanding the ins and outs of a real estate transaction can be tricky. It's important you find an agent you can trust that will assist you with all the necessary paperwork and act as a buffer in the negotiations. Hi, I'm Candace Glore with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. If you're looking to invest in today's market, look me up online. I'm ready to be your agent.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisor in the Mineral area.
A 4-2 lead for Mineral Area College as we go to the top of the seventh inning. So Mac looking for three outs right here. State Fair bringing in Perez, Ford, and Hold in the bottom third of their lineup. And a swing and a miss by Drew Perez. And he goes down, no balls and one strike.
You see Webb coming right out, going right at these guys. So here it is, boys, hit it.
Webb came on in relief in the sixth inning. First five innings by McGilvery. And
great slider.
Nifty breaking pitch right there. Ducked right underneath the bat of Perez.
Great slider. Looks like a fastball coming out of your hands, and then it just drops off. This is good.
David Webb shakes off a call. Let's see what he comes up with here for Perez. No balls, two strikes, and this time it's an off-speed delivery down in the dirt.
Try to go back with the slider, it looked like. No bite there.
So a ball and two strikes for Drew Perez. He's 0 for 2 today.
He was trying to catch Perez fishing, but no nibble.
Wasn't going after it. Oof. That one's right at the
same
knees.
Thing.
Once again, a ball. And as you said, the umpire's been very consistent.
Yeah, he's
today.
Been good back there.
So two balls and two strikes. Perez saw the first two pitches in for a strike, and now a pair of balls. And this one.
That's in. Look where Liam is.
In and maybe a little low there. So he's worked it full.
You can't give him that pitch. If he's set up outside and he comes in, you can't. At this level, you can't give that pitch.
So David Webb going to try to finish him off here, full count. Fastball right down the heart of the plate, and Perez just got a piece of it to stay in the count.
State Fair Roadrunners are fired up over there, aren't they?
One runner, get aboard, and you're talking tying a run at the plate.
They're a little more excited now than they were earlier in the game when you said something.
Yeah.
When we scored three on them.
They went quiet pretty quick.
They did.
4-2 lead for Mac, and this one's down. So Perez does his job. Your only job there is just to get on base. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
He worked his way on with a walk.
You don't want to walk the leadoff runner. Just seems like, you know, 70 to 80% of the time those leadoff runners will score. It's just amazing. It's a crazy stat.
Now a little discussion with the skipper, Judd Kendall, by Blake Ford. Ford going to hit from the right side. He's 0 for 1 today. On base, 1 out of 2. He walked his way on in the fifth. Ford flew out to right field in the second inning.
You think he's swinging here, first pitch? Or you think he's going to take one? Need two base runners.
I think he'd take one.
Well.
We'll see, though.
I don't know.
So Blake Ford, he hits 368. He's actually the leading hitter on the team, and he squared as if he was going to bunt. I thought that would have been out of the equation.
Yeah, I didn't
maybe,
think.
Maybe he's just showing it, though.
Trying to draw the third baseman in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's in for a strike.
You need two runs, so getting
right.
That, we'll take the out.
Yeah.
The runner on first don't mean nothing for us.
You would definitely trade that out.
He's going to bunt again.
And he fouls it over to the dugout. And he's down in the count now, no balls and two strikes. That is a little bit of a head-scratcher for me.
What's his average, though? That might be
368. Oh, he's leading.
Yeah, you want this guy swinging. If anybody, you want this guy swinging, right?
I mean, that's what their stats say anyway. Going from the stretch, David Webb, curveball. Ford does a nice job just staying in the count right there. Got a piece of it.
And the coach's side of it, I don't understand that, why you would want this kid bunting twice and then put him in the hole.
Blake Ford, 19 at-bats, 7 hits. 368 coming in. Yeah, double check. Ford hitting from the right side. There he golfs at one, and he hits it right back to the pitcher, and Webb cuts down the man going to second base. It was a slow hit ball, though, to Webb, and so not enough time to come back to first for the double play.
We got the lead one. That's what we needed.
Yep.
Well, I just don't understand that. Why you would take the bat out of that kid's hands? You know, put him in a chance. You know, put him down 2 strikes, basically. Especially if he's your best hitter.
I just don't know. There's not a lot to gain from running there. Down 2 runs. Down 1 run. Tie game, yeah, maybe.
Sure.
Sure. But so we go to the number 9 here. It's Brady Holden. Holden hitting .214 on the year, but he's 1-for-2 today. Singled in the 5th. Mineral Area College 2 outs away from victory, but a runner aboard. That's Blake Ford. He's out there on that fielder's choice.
There we go.
And Holden takes a look at a fastball for a strike. He showed bunt early on that pitch.
I don't get it.
Just slightly, and then brought the bat back. He hits from the left side.
But he got to hit his last at bat, didn't he?
Yeah. Back in the 5th. So 1 runner on.
Runner's in motion.
And here's the throw down to second base. Ooh, and the runner just in time. Ford showing good wheels there. Hicks put that right on the bag, too.
Throw. That run doesn't mean nothing, so infield's got to go crossed here.
Just takes the double play out of the equation. Yep. The conventional one, anyway. Holden. A deep crouch from the left side. A 4-2 lead for Mac. A ball and a strike for Holden. 1 away and 1 aboard. And Holden calls a timeout.
You hear Coach Thompson yelling at the outfield to keep the hitter off second base. So that's what you got to do. You don't play deep enough where you don't get no doubles. Nothing hit over your head.
Outfield appears to be playing straight away for this left-handed hitter, Holden. Holden got this one in on the hands and fouled it up and away. 0 extra base hits for Brady Holden on the year.
Yeah.
So he hasn't been on second base all year in terms of.
Doesn't look like a very strong kid. You know, he's
kind of a skinny kid.
Yeah.
5'9", 160 pounds. 4-2 lead for Mac. We're in the top of the 7th inning. This one's down in the dirt, and it gets by Hicks.
That doesn't mean a thing.
Allowing Ford to scoot on over to third base. So the pass ball. And a 4-2 lead for Mac. They won the opener 4-3 yesterday.
Yeah.
David Webb on in relief of Matt McGilvery. McGilvery went 5 innings, gave up 3 hits. He gave up 2 runs. Only one of them was earned, though. Good outing by McGilvery. 4 strikeouts and 1 base on ball. And a fastball that sets Brady Holden down.
It's a good pitch.
Had smoke on it.
Good pitch. Kept it down the zone. Kid swing right through it.
And so State Fair down to their final out. State Fair 8-8 on the year. Mineral Area College 11-2 on the season. This is Hayden Bradford, leadoff hitter. Bradford 0-for-3 today. And the fastball low and away.
Let's try to keep him hitless, huh?
Yep. Couple of ground outs. And a fly ball out to left field for Bradford today. Hitting .220 on the season as the leadoff guy. Ball and no strikes. There's a fastball right down the heart of the plate.
It's a good spot.
Runner at third is Ford. He would only make it a 4-3 game, however. Well, Bradford is the tying run at the plate here. Webb comes set and bounces in the fastball. Hicks does a great job keeping that one in front.
That was an excellent job.
He knows how to use that chest protector, yeah. Doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That was one of those ones that you need that throat protector on, too. That hit him high up on
it
the chest.
It came up on him, yeah. But if he's doing his job, keeping his chin tucked, yep. He'd be fine.
2 balls, 1 strike. Bradford at the plate, the leadoff hitter for this team. And Mac is hoping the final hitter to the game. He swung late but just caught a piece of that one.
Boy, that was a defensive swing, too, especially when you're up in the count there.
Whew. Really defensive.
We'll take it.
Swung very late on that
one. That's right. Hopefully this will be it right here, huh?
State Fair down to their last strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Mineral Area College leading at 4-2. David Webb on the hill in relief of Matt McGilvery. And he comes to Bradford. The kick and the pitch and the fastball sets him down, strikes him out. And Webb comes up with a save. The win goes to McGilvery, and Mineral Area College improving now to 12-2 on the year. And the State Fair Roadrunners falling to 8-9. Coming up next, your Home Pools and Spas postgame show right here on KREI.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Josh Harris is the owner of Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. For on the road, off the road, or on the water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. We might as well add great financing too, right, Josh?
That's right. It's not just about the great products that we carry or the great prices we can get you on the product, but it's also how much money I can save you on financing. I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you, Mark, we've got financing as low as 0% on select off-road models. Stop in and see us right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
The back. He's already measured that move out to second, and this one's hammered.
That's got a
over
chance.
The left field. The left fielder holding, going back, 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 and watches it go over the left field fence as Sepulveda hits his second homer of the year, and Mineral Area College is on top 3-0 here in the bottom of this first inning. So Mac hot in the first inning. That's where Gilstra and Mary Lee play of the game. It was the actual winning run that came in the first inning, courtesy of Gilstra Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Mineral Area College wins 4-2 today, but nobody's swinging a hotter bat in the country than Liam Hicks. He, in fact, leads the country in slugging percentage. He is third coming into the day with 8 homers on the year, and he got number 9 as an insurance run in the fifth inning with this swing. Hicks hitting .505, his fifth double of the season back in the second inning, trying to get this Mac offense started. And now he hammers one out to right field, and this one sailing over the fence. Hicks with his 9th dinger of the year, and Mineral Area College leads 4-2.
Kid's on fire.
Yes, he's been on fire the entire year. Jordan Thompson joins us on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Liam Hicks, Caleb Fierstake and Liam Hicks, the 1-2 punch, but Liam has the great offensive showing today with the double and the homer. And, man, nobody's more dangerous than this guy probably in the country right
now. He's not. He's it's really not that he's on fire. This is just how good of a hitter he really is. He's a special player, definitely the best hitter I've seen or worked with. If he's not the best lefty in the country, I would be surprised.
Yeah, and then he hits right behind a guy that's swinging a hot stick as well in Fierstake, and that's exactly how you want to start a game with your leadoff guy hitting a triple, huh?
He does, man, and both those guys just pace our offense. They're both sophomores. They both played a ton of baseball for us both years. And they're just awesome kids, great players. Caleb did a great job there starting us off. He got down in the count. Having them in the top of our lineup is just really special.
McGilvery, it was a solid outing again. He improves now to 5-0 on the year. Mixed pitches and speeds and locations pretty effectively.
He did, and this is kind of a weekend of news for us, or a first for us, I should say. That was his first start. He was 4-0, but it was actually his first start. And then Webb has his first two saves this weekend. We took our closer in Blakeney Kirby and made him our starter yesterday. So I thought he was very good. I thought he didn't have his breaking stuff, but his changeup was very good. He got a lot of outs with a fastball today, which says a lot.
McGilvery, a redshirt guy, and a guy that, I guess, used that redshirt year to great benefit because, I mean, his numbers, he has ace numbers right
now. He's been unbelievable for us. Most of the time, he's kind of been a bridge out of the pen when we needed him to, but he earned a start. When he came to us, he was like a 78 to 80 kid. He works harder than anybody on our team or as hard as. And he's been up to 88, so he works his tail off, and he's deserved everything he's got.
Is that unusual for a guy to gain 10 miles an hour?
It is, and he I'm telling you, he works so hard. Before his start, he's an hour here earlier, stretching, doing elbow stuff, throwing some plyo balls, but he works out, he outworks everybody, and he does a great job, and he really deserves what he's getting.
Defense was good today. Wouldn't say spectacular because an error did cost a run, but outside of that, very good.
Yeah, I was surprised at that play. I thought JP did a great job getting to it. I think he might have been a little scared that the fence was going to hit him before it did. But our defense has been very good early. We haven't been on the field much. This is probably one of the worst starts of a spring we've had weather-wise. So our guys getting plays done, that's just attribute that to their talent.
You guys came out red hot. Jordan, 3 runs on 4 hits in the first inning, and, you know, looked for a little bit like you might even tack on more in that first. But Bill Kane, you got to give that guy credit. He battled, kind of settled down, and didn't shut you out by any means the rest of the way, but quieted you down a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
I thought we did a great job getting on him early, and I really thought it would continue. But he started mixing a little better. Our guy said he had a very good changeup. I know he worked low in the zone, so he did a really good job. Was happy to get on him early, and then a big hit by Liam there at the end.
Who are you going
to
throw in game 2, Jordan?
We are going Spencer Burnham.
Okay,
yep.
And what do you expect from him? What's he do well for you?
You know, he's one of our better guys. He had a good freshman year, and he's been just kind of up and down so far this year. He's had some really, really good starts. When we were at Nunez Community College, he was on fire. Got a really good breaking ball. His fastball is high 80s, so I think he'll be on his game today.
All right, 12-2. Go get him with the sweep. Thanks,
absolutely,
Jordan.
Thank you.
Yep, you betcha. Jordan Thompson joining us on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We appreciate his time, and the Mac Cardinals going to play one more still this afternoon against the State Fair Roadrunners. Mac now 3-2 in Region 16. Hopefully can improve to 4-2 before the day is all over with as well. Let's go through some of the offensive numbers and defensive numbers. McGilver gets the win, throws 5 innings, and as Coach Thompson said, yeah, he is now, he's 5-0, but that was his first start.
That's crazy.
Of the year, and he's 5-0. So that's kind of an interesting one. Gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, only one of them was earned, 4 strikeouts, only walked 1. David Webb comes on to get the save, does a great job in that final inning, giving up no runs and no hits, and shut him down right there. The Roadrunners have only 2 guys that got hits today, and it was the shortstop, the guy that kind of caught your attention that
yesterday.
Two for three.
Yeah, that kid, he's going to be a good player. I don't know if he's a freshman or a sophomore.
Sophomore,
but yeah, he's definitely has a future in this game. I don't know as a shortstop, but you know, he definitely could play third or even first. But you know, he's got the, you know, good body for it, and looks like he can swing it okay.
Yeah, Ian Taylor. He's a guy that hit 182 coming in, and he gets the home run for the Roadrunners today. But, I mean, don't take that away from him. That was a shot.
That was a shot.
I
can't believe how well the ball's flying out of here today.
Caleb Fierstake tripled to start the offensive attack for the Cardinals today. Went 1-for-3 with that triple, and it came around to score the run in the first inning. Liam Hicks, I don't know, McGilvery? Well, let's go with an offensive and a defensive player of the game. How about that?
Ooh.
That'd be all right. So let's go for Liam Hicks as our offensive player of the game. 2-for-4, a homer, a double, drove in the run there as well, and he becomes our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game on the offensive side. I really like what McGilvery gave him.
I do, too.
On the defensive side, McGilvery was solid today. Did a great job pitching and set up Webb to come in and finish things off. So let's go with McGilvery as our defensive player of the game from Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington. The offensive lineup, as we said, Fearsteak 1-for-3. Hicks was 2-for-4. Tommy Van de Sanden was 1-for-3. Jake Pryor, 1-for-3 today. Herman Sepulveda hit a homer today. He was 1-for-3, and it was a two-run shot, so he has two RBIs. Riley Perks was 0-for-2. Dylan Thomas was 1-for-3 today. He singled in that first inning, and then Marte and Jones each 0-for-2. But they did both reach.
On walks.
They both walked in the fifth, yeah. So Mineral Area College Cardinals now 12-2 on the season and try to improve to 13-2 before the day's out. So, and I'll tell you what, we had a game time that was switched, and I didn't originally have that one on the schedule, on the broadcast schedule, but we're going to see what we can do. I'm going to go back to the station and see if we can move some things around and maybe bring you a ball game tomorrow against Crowley's Ridge. And then Wednesday scheduled against North Arkansas as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the rain looks like it's coming in.
Yeah, I don't think they'll travel 4.5 hours to sit in rain, so I don't know.
So that one probably not going to happen, I would think. Crowley's Ridge, that's scheduled for a 2 o'clock start there.
Hey, Crowley's Ridge tomorrow.
And is that a single or a double? It's a single. Okay. So that'll be a single game tomorrow against Crowley's Ridge at 2 o'clock. So we're going to see if we can move some things around to put that on the schedule. We'll let you know coming up on the air if we'll do that. Jim, that was fun, man.
Hey, it's for my first broadcast with you. Huh?
Yeah.
So hopefully many more to come.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Coming up a little bit later on this month, too, we'll have our Cardinal conversation at Applebee's in Farmington. I think we're going to go with golf.
Sounds good.
Later on this month. All right, very good. Our thanks to Kennedy Lira back at the studio as well.
She did an awesome job for us.
Chad Speaker, around in third, and heading for home.